but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I told you about my friend, the grape farmer. He's in California. I grew up with him, played Little League with him. One of my best friends growing up. He's a big time grape farmer, and he sends me grapes. Steven, I got to get you some grapes. He just texted me today, and he's like, "You need more grapes?" And I was like, he's like, "On the way." He's kind of sells these high end grapes that you get them at some of the high-end grocery stores, and you get them at your Safeway. You can even get them at Albertsons or Costco at times. But so he's all over the place with his distribution. I'll get the brand name of the grape. But I just texted him. I said, "What name do they sell under in the stores?" Because when he sends them to me, they come in these giant bags. But he was telling me, I said, "How's the grape business going?" And he said, "You know, the market is oversupplied." He said Mexico dumped a bunch of grapes in the U.S. market through July. He said the quality was bad, so it lowered demand. And he said we had good growing conditions, though. He said we got a huge crop this year. So I realized, like, sometimes we all get kind of caught up in the – I know I'm guilty of this. I get caught up thinking everything that I'm working on, dealing in, Oregon State, whatever – is the biggest thing ever. And then you talk to your grape farmer friend, and then they're like, "Oh, it's Castle Rock grapes. That's the brand name." So if you see Castle Rock grapes at your Costco or your Albertsons, he says, look for the blue bag at your local Albertsons in Oregon. If you see Castle Rock, you know that's coming from my childhood friend, right? So, the quality of the grapes that he sends me are fantastic. And so I'm always like going, man, like, what store do I need to go to? So he's telling me in our region in the state of Oregon, you can go into Albertsons and get Castle Rock grapes. So you can see what I'm talking about. But he says, I text him and he says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, we got a big rivalry week in college football." And I said, "What about you?" And he goes, "Chance of rain tomorrow and Friday. We'll see what that does to the crop." So if you're a grape farmer, Steven, like, you're dealing with a whole nother thing. As a grape farmer, like, that's to me is like, it's a whole nother world. I remember, like, even during the pandemic, because early part of the pandemic, we were all concerned about, like, you know, how the pandemic was affecting sports and how that was going to be. And my friend, the grape farmer, was busy. He was drilling a well because there was a water issue. There's a crisis with a drought. You know, and I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm drilling a well." And I was like, that is different than what I'm doing. But Castle Rock grapes, you can find them in your Albertson store. I've seen them at Costco and Safeway as well. So keep an eye for them. You know how you'll know them? They're like the biggest, baddest grapes on the market. That's how you'll know them. Steven, are you a grape person? Are you a green grape? Are you a red grape? Or, you know, because there's different varieties. When he sends them to me, now, then I'll give you a bag.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was a big red grape guy, but as I got older, it turned into a green grape guy. So I'm more of a green guy now. So I know there's the other flavors, you know, they got like the cotton candy ones that's supposed to taste like cotton candy. I don't think they actually really do, but yeah, I'll love to take some grapes and eat that out. But it is funny because you talk about that, and it's like it's just like sports though. They're always building. Right, you're always trying to build up your program, build up your business. That's what you're always doing. They're always looking to see what's next and how they can get a little advantage on the marketplace. So I'd love to hear that kind of stuff.
I just texted him. I said, "You want to call in and talk grapes?" You know, because while we're at it, You know, we might as well talk. So if he calls in, we'll talk grapes with him, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on in the grape world? What is the competition? What's the cartel like when it comes to... And here's the other thing. I have been fascinated by, because his whole family has been in this produce industry. I am fascinated by, like, when you go into a certain grocery store, like, there's some grocery stores that you know you get higher quality produce in. Like, you know, you show up and you know what I'm talking about. Whatever store just popped into your head. Like, wherever you live, there is probably a higher quality grocery store area, you know, in your area. If that happens, then, you know, like, who gets first pick? Is this like, you know, are they drafting? Do they go to some produce market and they oversee the produce and then they decide, you know, this produce is going into this store and this produce is going into the other store.
Are you scouting the other companies, the other farms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and Stephen on Nick Carlin Voigt put a pause on that one because I think he might be coming a segment late. I don't know what's going on with University of Portland coach. He was supposed to come on in this segment, and I just sent him a note, said, hey, we're trying to get you on the show, but we might end up with a grape farmer instead. And that's part of the process that I'm not going to bore listeners with, contrary to what the caller ripping me in hour one saying I was being too easy on Trent Bray. Listen to the whole damn interview before you criticize me on that. And, you know, if you still can criticize me on that, that's fine. But we are pivoting. I'm not going to bore people with, hey, you know, that we were supposed to have the soccer coach on. We might end up with the grape farmer on instead. So we'll see what happens here. But you know what I mean? Like, you go into a grocery store, and there are certain stores that are known for their produce. And so I go into a certain grocery store, and I expect to see a level of produce. Now, is that because there's a buyer somewhere at the fruit cartel is and the vegetable cartel? Is there a buyer there who goes, okay, only the grade AAA produce can go to this store? And they pay a premium for that? And then, like, the B grade produce goes to this store and then the C grade? Like, I would love to get into the weeds on that. I also would love to get into the weeds on this whole organic versus non-organic thing. Because some of these things, I grew up in an agricultural community, hence my friend's a grape farmer. But I am sometimes perplexed at, like, you know, are they spraying in one field but not in another? And by the way, this stuff is airborne. Who's to say that, like, the spray doesn't travel over to the other field? But you're able to slap an organic tag on one crop and not on the other? To me, I'm a little perplexed by it. And from all we know in sports, I kind of wonder, like, you know, are all the farmers following all the rules? Or because you can charge a premium for an organic product? Are there some people who paint outside the lines? Like, you got to be kidding me. You see fraud in sports memorabilia. You see fraud in coaching. Deflategate, Spygate. Who are the New England Patriots in the produce world? I would love to know that as well. My friend is sending me the cat. He's sending me pictures of grapes. I want him to call into the show. You know, he should call in right now.
Do you think him and the other grape guys just send pictures of grapes to each other? Like, you send, like, you know, gifs and, you know, little videos to your friends. Is he just sending grape jokes to
his
grape friends?
I don't know what they do, but I bet you that, like, that they're in their own world in the same way that football coaches are in their own world. You think about it. Because I got to ask him, too. I want him to call in now. I just literally texted him, call into the show now. And I would love for him to call in because I would love to know a couple things. What time are you waking up? All right, there you go. The grape farmer is on line 11. All right, punch him right up. I want to bring him on. This is the czar of grapes, Castle Rock Grapes, my good friend, Mike Good. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, John. I'm good. Yeah, nice to hear your voice.
All right, man. I want to ask you some questions here. I've been talking about the produce industry for a few minutes, and I knew what I was talking about. But what time is a farmer, a grape farmer, waking up in the morning? Give us, like, what is your day like? What is your day like?
Well, I get up at 3:20 is when I get up.
3:20.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
What are you doing at like 3:20 in the morning?
I get a little workout in. I gotta keep my mind sharp. It lowers my stress. You know, we got a lot going on right here in the middle of our harvest.
Okay.
So I get that done, and I hit my vineyards. I'm making phone calls, making sure everyone's set up for the packing.
Okay.
And making sure we're on top of our game. You know, there's a lot going on. 1,500 people we got out picking grapes right now.
Wow. So in the middle of the harvest, that's got to be like March Madness in like sports or, you know, the NFL playoffs, or you're in the middle of the harvest. How much crazier is everything in your life?
You know what? So I use sports analogies all the time. So like, you're only as good as your last box of grapes, right? That's what we say. So
yeah.
I say it all the time, and it's true. You know, we have to make sure our quality is up to par. You know, and, you know, Castle Rock Vineyards, we pride ourselves and picking flavorful, beautiful grapes. And, we're I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but, you know, we have very good quality and very proud of our team here.
Yeah, the best grapes ever, man. You just sent me some, and I'm like, everybody loves them, and now our listeners are going to love them. More questions for you. Okay, so help us with the whole produce industry. When you go into certain stores, like we all know that some of the stores have better produce than others. Is it because they have different standards, or they are, who's controlling what gets into what store?
So, so a lot of times people are just buying price, right? And you don't always see it reflected at the grocery store.
Right.
Retail price, because you know they may keep the price the same as, but they, you know, they're going to buy cheaper. They're not focused on quality. They're just buying whatever can make it in the door as far as lower quality specs. But what we have found with our customers, we call our customers partners. They appreciate what we do, and they know what we're going to try to do. We try to exceed our customers' expectations. We're human. We make mistakes. I mean, we have a lot of people out there, you know, that a lot of moving parts. So we do make mistakes from time to time, but we really try to do that. And we want to deliver. It's food. We want to make sure everyone enjoys the grapes, and it's an eating experience. It's not just, you know, what I have heard so many times, where can I get these grapes? Like, yeah. How come I can't get grapes like this at the grocery store? Well, I mean, it's probably because your local grocery store doesn't want to pay for them. And we're really not that much higher than some of the other guys. Really not. I mean, we're not, maybe raise the price 10 cents a pound, you know. It's just, they just always want to do it. But there are some really good ones out there. And so, you know, you just have to tell your local grocer that, hey, you want good quality grapes that eat good. You know, and they're so good for you. Antioxidants, they lower your cortisol. I eat grapes every night before I go to bed. You know, it lowers your cortisol, helps you go to sleep. It's natural sugar, so it's good for you there. A lot of antioxidants and vitamins and stuff. So, I mean, your fruits and vegetables are good for you. And
look at you.
People don't get enough of them. Yeah.
Look at you.
Kids are one of those things that really like grapes. You know,
yeah.
Grapes are something that kids like. You put them in your lunch, and you know, to give them a healthy snack. You know,
I'll tell you what's interesting. Like everybody listening knows this. You've all grown up with a kid that you knew at 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old. Mike Good, our grape farmer here with Castle Rock Vineyards, is that guy for me. We used to play wiffle ball or swerve ball, as we called it back in the day, and we played a lot of sports together. And then you hear him all grown up, and now he's selling the virtues of antioxidants on air. And it's a surreal feeling, man.
Johnny, I live this, and I believe in what we do. We have good product. Now, we have a situation right now. The market is a little oversupplied. The grape industry is a little oversupplied right now, so there should be plenty of good quality grapes at your local grocer. So if people were thinking about, a lot of times they say grapes are not on your list. I wish they were. I wish they were on everyone's grocery list. But a lot of times they say it's more of an impulse buy. You go into the produce department and you see something that looks good and you pick it up. But if we can get them on everyone's grocery list now, it would be great to support a lot of, you know, hardworking farmers, whether they're mine or anybody's. A lot of really good people down here in Central San Joaquin Valley working hard, you know, employing a lot of people, working hard to be the world, really.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. I'm going to jump in here. I think a lot of people want to know, like, we know John as an adult, like, in the professional world. What was he like as a kid?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I could tell you stories.
We need them.
I'm sorry. Who? I don't know who I'm talking. Who am I talking to?
This is Steven. You're talking to Steven. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
So I could tell you stories, but I probably shouldn't put them on air. We can't go on air with these stories.
I got a dump button. You can go. You're on. You go live right now.
I mean, there's just, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I'll just start telling stories. Kids can't do what we did. We had so much fun. It was all innocent. But, I mean, looking back, I don't know how many times we almost got killed. I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's funny, very intelligent, as you can imagine. Always fun to hang out with. I mean, great athlete. He was a great athlete. I used to kick his butt in swerve ball, though. He was terrible. You know, he couldn't. I'd strike him out just about every time.
I don't think
so. It was. We had a lot of good times.
You know what we should have done is we should have invented the game called swerve ball. It was a better game than wiffle ball. We invented the ball. We manufactured the ball. We altered the ball. We should have packaged that, and we should have sold it to every kid in America. We would be, you wouldn't be selling grapes. I wouldn't be doing radio. We'd be doing something else.
Yeah,
sitting on
you
the beach,
know,
probably.
There's a lot of times I say there's got to be an easier way to make a living. You know, there's got to be. But, you know, like you, I know you love what you do. I love what I do. It's really rewarding. You know, you work hard all year, and if you produce a beautiful crop, you know, and you just hope to make a little money, you know. We're actually calling for a little rain Thursday, Friday, praying that doesn't hit us.
Wait a minute. But farmers are supposed to love rain. You just don't want it during the harvest?
Well, it's got to be, you know, I mean, it's got to be at the right time, right? So we need it in the winter. We don't need it when we're harvesting. Yeah.
Okay.
We do have some covered in plastic. To protect from the rain, but it just depends on, I think it's going to be one of those things, it's going to be isolated, so it depends on which crowd you're under, but
okay. I got a sports question for you now, because people don't know, but you are a giant Penn State fan, and Oregon is going to be playing at Penn State here coming up in just on the another week. We got 2 weeks, two Saturdays away at Penn State. Who do you like in that game?
I'll tell you. I don't know if I ever told you this. So I kind of gave up on Penn State with the whole Sandusky thing.
Okay.
After that, I couldn't be a fan anymore.
Okay.
I was going to send my son. I was going to send my son to their football camp. And so I was saying, thinking to myself, that could have been us. That could have been my son dealing with that. So after that, I couldn't. I know Joe Pa had to know something was not right there. So after that, I gave up on him. But I mean, I've been working. I think Penn State's going to beat him probably. I mean, you know.
You've been working, but you got to pick in the game.
Oregon, it's Penn State, Oregon, right?
Yeah. Penn State, Oregon.
What's
coming up 2 weeks. That isn't out yet because it's a week from Saturday. So we got another game still.
Okay, week from Saturday. Okay, and you said it's at Penn State?
At Penn State. Whiteout game. Big whiteout game.
I'll have to call back in. You know, this is the first time I ever called a radio show. I mean, I don't know.
This is your first time on air. You're doing fine, man. You're doing fine.
Okay.
All right.
I do want to say this. I do say this. You know, I'm not in sales, but I'm involved in sales. I mean, I'm a general manager, so you got to be involved in everything. We have a good customer up there in the Portland area.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to name all.
Yeah, give
them
a shout out. Give them a shout out.
Well, they're good. They're good people. It's the Albertsons up there in Portland. You know, our brand is Castle Rock Vineyards. Look for the blue bag.
Okay.
Albertsons. They're pretty regular. I mean, they may buy more than just ours because these retail buyers, they'll buy from a couple different shippers and suppliers. So there may not be just our brand in there. But if you see the blue bag in there,
Okay.
The Castle Rock Vineyards, that's us. Like I said, they are very flavorful right now. They're firm and crispy. And, you know, we what do you mean, look at me?
Look at you. This is great. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You're selling grapes. I love it. I love it.
We got a few to sell. It's a big crop. It's a very big crop. You know,
and you know what else you're talking to? You're talking to listeners all over the state of Oregon, so not just in the Portland area. You're on seven different stations, so you're down in southern Oregon. You're in Klamath Falls. You're in Medford and Bend, and so you're hitting the whole state here. Castle Rock Vineyards.
Look at me. Look at you. You're syndicated. I had no idea. Look at you, you big cat.
All right,
you, Johnny boy.
All right, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna let you go now,
John. All right. Well, right, hey, I appreciate you me calling, and you're a great friend, and we gotta get together.
Yeah. All right, I'll come see you on your phone.
All right, Johnny.
Thank you. Not 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nice morning, Stephen. Bye.
Get some sleep. 3:20, Stephen. 3:20. He's getting up at 3:20.
Man, I thought I was getting up early with my kids to get them ready for school. That's
I'm going to bed at 3:20. Okay. Like, what are we doing? Love that. We should podcast that segment. Just Mike Good, Castle Rock Vineyards.